should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky. Lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. Church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
This is a special report from ABC News House Speaker election. I'm Mike Dubusky. On Capitol Hill,
for the meeting of the 119th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
The crucial House Speaker election is about to get underway. Mike Johnson can only afford to lose one Republican vote. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest.
There are 17 or so undecided Republicans at this hour, and they haven't come out and said if they've made up their mind, despite many of them meeting with Johnson over the course of the holidays and the new year and then up until yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying that he's confident that he's done enough, that these conversations are going well, that he believes he can win on the first ballot, but the reality is, according to House leadership sources that I've talked to, they are preparing for what could be a bruising process here.
Walking into the chamber, Johnson told ABC News if he does lose that first ballot, it's just part of the process and that he's here for the long haul. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway after a deadly small plane crash in Fullerton, California.
An urgent investigation into how a small plane smashed into a building, leaving two people dead and nearly 20 injured in California.
We just been notified there was an airplane incident at your airfield.
Seconds after taking off, the pilot making it almost 1,000 feet before calling for an immediate return. The tower controller clearing the pilot to land, according to officials. But surveillance video catching the final moments when the single-engine van's RV-10 crashed into a Fullerton building short of that runway just after 2 p.m. local time Thursday.
ABC's Zoreen Shah. New York City police are investigating the death of an on-duty U.S. postal worker. Investigators say a woman stabbed the letter carrier to death inside a Harlem deli. The 24-year-old woman allegedly killed the postal worker after they argued over who ordered first. She has been charged with second-degree murder. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Plenty of sunshine today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. So we'll have temperatures in the teens, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, a low near 1 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 13. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 14. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas at Somerset Girls Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7, here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha County mother is accused of starving her autistic daughter to death. We get more from Ted Allen.
Investigators found Amy Laskowitz's 23-year-old daughter dead in their Pewaukee condo 2 years ago. The Waukesha County Medical Examiner's Office determined the woman weighed only 70 pounds at the time of her death after weighing 135 pounds 7 years earlier. Thursday, the 53-year-old mother charged with recklessly subjecting an individual at risk to abuse causing death entered an Alford plea, which allows a defendant to plead guilty while maintaining their innocence. As a part of the plea, prosecutors agreed the sentence for Laskowitz wouldn't exceed 15 years in prison.
Waukesha County deputies are investigating after a 4-year-old boy was struck and killed by a school bus Thursday morning in Sussex. That happened outside of Silver Spring Intermediate School, part of the Hamilton School District. Classes are canceled while counselors provide support. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winkins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Amplify Health, Mondovi. And Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Two rural broadband projects are coming to Dunn and Chippewa counties. Bloomer Telephone Company will receive $4.6 million in grants and $4.6 million in loans from USDA to install high-speed internet in Dunn and Chippewa counties to a total of 1,278 people, 32 businesses, and 73 farms. In Dunn County, that will serve parts of the townships of Colfax, east of Whitetail Country Club. Construction on that project is slated to start in spring. Meanwhile, Mosaic Technologies is in the process of applying for a broadband equity access and development grant to install broadband in parts of the town of Hay River, just north of the village of Wheeler. That project is in the application process. If completed, it would bring the number of Dunn County households without broadband access down to 20. The new year started out cold, but 2024 was one of the warmest years Western Wisconsin's ever seen. Western Wisconsin recorded the third warmest year on record with an average temperature of just under 49 degrees in 2024. That's been the warmest year since 2012. And meteorologist Brennan Detmans with the National Weather Service says El Nino was the main reason. He said the warmer days during the winter brought the average annual temperature up for the whole year. Sanford Health and Marshfield Clinic Health Systems have completed their merger. They're now one nonprofit integrated health system operating at Sanford Health. According to a press release, both organizations' respective health plans, Sanford Health Plan and Security Health Plan, will continue their current operations. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. During a special meeting this week, Commission Chair Ann Jacobs made the case, citing seriousness of what happened and the fact that the elections agency was not notified in a timely fashion. About all that's known at this point is that Madison election officials discovered 193 absentee ballots weeks after the November election. WEC is made aware of the missing ballots December 18th. The mayor's office and the public after that. Commissioner Don Millis called the extended timeline very disturbing. Monday's vote by the six-member commission to conduct the investigation was unanimous. Commissioner Marge Bostelman said she doesn't see the goal of an investigation as punitive, but rather to make sure this never happens again. In a statement, Madison Mayor Seta Rhodes Conway said she agrees an investigation can help provide transparency and accountability, as well as hopefully provide lessons that all Wisconsin clerks can learn to prevent similar errors in the future. You're listening to WRDN News.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery has announced the appointment of Kevin Pye to Chief Executive Officer by its Board of Directors. That went into effect December 18th. Pye has been with the Ellsworth Co-op Creamery since 2022. He was elevated from his role as interim CEO, which he assumed in September of 2024. Previously, Pye served as chief financial officer for the creamery. A competency hearing has been scheduled for 44-year-old Anthony Jackson. He's been charged with intentional homicide, attempted intentional homicide, and repeated felony bail jumping. Authorities say Jackson isn't a stranger to the criminal justice system, as he's been arrested 26 times as an adult. The Eau Claire Police Department said he has 8 open criminal cases. His hearing will take place February 4th. Minnesota conservation officials are taking action to offset an increase in chronic wasting disease affecting the deer population in southeast Minnesota. The Department of Natural Resources is putting an end to its deployment of sharpshooters in all driftless area disease management zones. In previous winters, the shooters were sent to the area to slow the spread of CWD by reducing white-tailed herds in disease hotspots. DNR Wildlife Health Program Supervisor Michelle Karstensen says they're past the point of whether efforts in the area would do any good. A second person has been charged in connection with two Jackson County bank robberies that happened in 2018. According to the criminal complaint, 24-year-old Alexander Pongratz has now been charged with two counts of conspiracy to commit robbery of a bank. A criminal complaint before that shows 26-year-old Michaela Davis charged with two counts of robbery of a bank. In December, Davis admitted to robbing the Jackson County branches in Black River Falls and Elma Center. She also identified Pongratz as the man who was with her before the robberies. In an initial appearance for Pongratz is set for February 10th. Applications are now open to be Wisconsin's next Allison Dereland. The Department of Agriculture will accept applications for the 78th Allison Dereland through January 31st. Allison Dereland travels extensively promoting the agriculture industry and its impact on Wisconsin's economy. Applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of education or experience in some sort of public relations. More information can be found on the Department of Agriculture's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
There are now 10 finalists who are vying for a spot in the Packers Hall of Fame. Each potential winner was selected based on an essay from them or a friend that highlights their devotion to the team. Fans can read the essays on the Packers website, then vote for their favorite nominee through the end of January. Those who cast a vote will be entered for a chance to win some Green Bay Packer merchandise. The winner will be selected in February. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today and cold, with winds whipping out of the northwest up to 15 to 20 miles per hour, slapping wind chills on top of high temperatures only reaching the mid-teens. It's really making it feel more near zero, and by tonight, we'll be feeling near 15 below. Bundle up and stay warm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
The Bucks' furious fourth quarter rally fell short, falling 113-110 to the Brooklyn Nets at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 27 points and 13 rebounds, but the Bucks lost the season series to the Nets 3-1. They went on a 20-0 fourth quarter run, only to fall short. Forward Bobby Portis.
I think the biggest thing is the effort. I keep going back to that. Got to put more into the game to get the results that you want. It's hard to win in the NBA. It's hard to win in this league. But the teams that put forth the little effort into the little small details are the teams that win these games when you need them the most.
Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team routed number 2-ranked Ohio State 6-0 Thursday night in Madison. The Badgers scoring 63 seconds in and never looked back. The two teams will play again Saturday at the Frozen Confines outdoor game at Wrigley Field. The Badger men jumped out to a 3-1 lead on top-ranked Michigan State, but lost 4-3 in East Lansing. The loss snapping the Badgers' 11-game point streak. Two teams will meet Saturday night in Game 2 of their series at Wrigley Field. The NFL announcing their Pro Bowl rosters yesterday. Packers with 3 players selected. Josh Jacobs named to his 3rd Pro Bowl, while Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney named to the Pro Bowl for the very first time. The Packers have another day of work today, getting ready for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears. Josh Jacobs says they will not be looking ahead to the playoffs.
We focused on this game. You know, obviously we're trying to push the win streak to 12. You know, it's something that obviously with this rivalry with them guys over there is something that we don't really take too lightly. That was the main focus, man. Focus on, you know, be where your feet are. Focus on the next opponent and try to have everybody ready for, you know, the game when it comes.
College basketball tonight. The Badgers host Iowa in Big Ten play at the Kohl Center. 8th-ranked Marquette in Big East action hosting Creighton. Men's Horizon League play. Oakland beat Milwaukee 65-49. Wright State 74. Green Bay 51. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Old Spice Swagger holiday pack. Perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Several NASCAR stars are gearing up for one of the nation's biggest indoor events. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It may be the off-season, but one place has you covered for all things short track racing, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. When racing returns, be sure to join us each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
The racing action may be over, but the Motor Racing Network will keep you revved up with our extensive library of NASCAR Live special editions. Revisit a pivotal year with NASCAR Live Presents 2004, Chasing History, along with podcasts that chronicle the lives and impressive careers of NASCAR champions and Hall of Famers Richard Petty and Jeff Gordon. You can find all of these special NASCAR Live podcasts on MRN.com and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Over 300 entries have already been filed for this year's Chili Bowl Midget Nationals in Tulsa, Oklahoma, including many stars from the NASCAR garages. While Alex Bowman won't be on track competing, he will be fielding 4 cars from his Alex Bowman Racing team and says that with the event being just under 2 weeks out, he's in a pretty good spot of having his cars ready.
I feel like you always run into something building new cars, but I love that stuff. I love spending time in my shop, and I'm in a much better, like I'm way further ahead than I normally am.
The Chili Bowl Nationals is set for January 12th through the 18th. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Trees provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
When we talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers, but trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
14 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekin. So with a check of markets at the midday, at the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets mostly higher. February up 7 at 2055. March up 6 to 2020. April up 5 to 1971. And May steady at 1930. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher today. Barrels up a half to 183. 40-pound blocks up three quarters to 192. Three trade a barrel, four trade a block on the day. Cash butter up three quarters to 250. Five and a quarter, five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 136 and three quarters, one trade. Dry whey steady at 75, one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are still moving mostly higher in the nearby months, but feeder cattle are moving mostly lower. Live cattle markets still moving mostly higher. Demand does remain plentiful in the cattle complex. looks like it could have another good year, and the box beef prices were higher. That's helping to support live cattle markets. Now, feeder cattle are moving mostly lower. They had been higher for most of the session, but we do have some profit taking in the feeder cattle markets today. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower as well. It's more of a risk-off type of trade in a lot of the commodities today. Also, even though higher pork cutout values are higher, the market is still looking to see some consistency in that demand and pork cutout values. February live cattle still up 97 cents to 194.57. April up 20 cents to 196.25. June down 70 cents to 190.65. January feeder cattle down 65 cents to 265.82. March feeder cattle down $1.05 to 265.15. April down $1.10 to 265.42. February hog still up 2 cents to 81.17. April down 42 cents to 86.12. May down 52 cents to 90.67. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. A soft weekly export inspections report for corn, beans, and wheat. A general risk-off type of trade today in the grain markets, pressuring markets, and also lower soybean product prices. All three of those combining for those lower grains. March corn down 9 3/4 to 449 3/4. May down 10 to 457 1/4. July down 10 at 416 1/4. New crop down 7 1/4 to 439 1/4. January beans down 20 1/2 to 979. March down 23 to 989. May down 24 3/4 to 10 1/4. New crop down 23 1/2 to 10.04 1/2. January soybean meal down 11.80 to 299.10, while January soybean oil down 46 cents to 39.26. Chicago wheat March down 17 1/4 to 528 1/2. May down 16 3/4 to 540 3/4. Minneapolis wheat March down 11 1/4 to 578 1/4. May down 10 3/4 to 587 1/4. Energy markets, though, are higher. February crude oil up $1.18 to $74.31. March up 95 cents to $73.45. Meanwhile, February and March gas both up a cent. February at $2.06. March at $2.08. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers' Christmas stockings weren't completely empty at the end of the year. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers did not get everything they wanted for Christmas this year, but the stockings were not completely empty. Lawmakers in Washington were able to broker a bill before Christmas that offered some relief for farmers and included close to $21 billion in disaster assistance. It also included $10 billion in economic relief. South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers says the aid is welcome.
It was really a trying week. The way it looked like it was going back and forth, politics as usual raised its head, and so many differing interests, but it was really encouraging to see that naturally they have to pass the continuing resolution to fund government, and the only thing that was added was this assistance for disaster relief as well as economic relief, reflecting the year that farmers have had.
Weathers says the Farm Service Agency will expedite the economic aid.
I think the economic relief might be able to get out there a little quicker because that will come through the Farm Service Agency, and they have those mechanisms in place, and I think there are some per acre amounts for the different crops that farmers grew. So it is good to see that got passed, and now is the critical time of getting those dollars out ahead of the planting season for 2025.
The disaster relief for farmers will be distributed for the states to administer.
The other piece may come in form of block grants to the states for us to administer because they fall out of the realm of the normal programs for USDA. So that's what we're working on right now, and as soon as we get some clarity, we'll make that known to our farmers.
South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery in Ellsworth has announced the appointment of Kevin Pye to be chief executive officer by its board of directors. Pye has been with Ellsworth Creamery since 2022 and was elevated from his role as interim CEO, which he assumed in September of 2024. Previously, he had served as chief financial officer for the creamery. His responsibilities in the role include overseeing fiscal strategy, financial reporting analysis, treasury management, and capital allocation. Prior to joining Ellsworth Creamery, Pye held leadership positions with Land O'Lakes in the dairy foods, corporate finance, and Trutura divisions. He also has experience in the financial service industry, having held various roles in balance sheet capital and liquidity management while with Ameriprise Financial. Shippers want to know if there'll be a strike because it's less than a month until the International Longshoremen's Association's contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance is set to expire. Supply Chain Dive says a major development in the prolonged negotiations occurred when President-elect Trump voiced his support for the ILA stance against automation at ports following a meeting with the union. Farm Policy News says the situation points in the direction of another strike. One shipping giant is already urging its customers to pick up their laden containers and return the empty ones at the U.S. East and Gulf Coast ports before January 15th to mitigate potential disruptions at the terminals on account of the strike. Joe Sheely of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says ports and terminal operators are likely to stop accepting refrigerated cargo several days before the strike date, so shippers need to make adjustments now. In addition to a farm bill extension through September 30th, the American Relief Act of 2025, recently passed by Congress, contains $9.8 billion in market relief payments for 20 covered crops. The economic assistance is intended to offset part of the economic loss producers are facing following decline in crop prices and production costs remaining high. Analysis from the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institution says the top 10 states were based on estimated payments for corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, sorghum, rice, barley, oats, and peanuts. Shows Texas as the number one state with $963 million in payments, primarily because it's the largest U.S. cotton producer. Iowa is next at $846 million because of the strong support for corn and soybean farmers. Illinois is next at $790 million, followed by Kansas at $787 million, and Nebraska at $625 million. They round out the top five. Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Indiana, and Missouri finish out the top 10 states. Argentina's Buenos Aires Grain Exchange raised its corn planting estimate while trimming the pegged soybean acres for the 24-25 season. The corn crop is now seeing covering over 16 million acres, up from a prior estimate of just more than 15 million acres. The exchange says the new forecast was a correction of the previous one. The soybean planting area is now set at over 45 million acres, a reduction of 494,000 acres from the previous estimate. Farmers are sowing less on lower soybean prices. Many are planting alternatives. Soybean and corn compete for the most acres in Argentina, one of the world's top corn exporters and the number one exporter of soy byproducts to international markets. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is soliciting nominations for membership to the National Advisory Committee on Microbiological Criteria for Foods. The advisory committee is charged with providing impartial scientific evidence and recommendations to USDA and other government agencies on microbiological and public health issues related to the safety of the U.S. food supply. USDA expects to appoint 30 committee members in 2025 who will work to revive FICIS's regulatory approach to listeria. Now, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says our approach to food safety must continually evolve, and those serving on the committee will help strengthen our regulatory framework and programs that best safeguard the health and well-being of American families. More information is available at fsis.usda.gov. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
With high pressure firmly in control, the cold weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. Now, by midweek next week, that ridge will shift across the region, and that could put us into a more typical weather pattern, at least precipitation-wise. Could lay down the tracks for some Alberta clippers to move through the region, but it will all come down to having any type of moisture available for snow, and so far it doesn't look like that will be the case. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs near 14, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, low near 1. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold, highs near 13. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, lows once again near 1. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 14. Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 19. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs near 15. Looking ahead for Wednesday, partly cloudy, we'll have a high near 10, and for next Thursday, mostly sunny, continued cold, highs near 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught. out somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Is your father, yeah. And you can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California, but even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair, you'll always be Memphis queen, you'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have 48 Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated, but I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now, I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you.
anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
Joe Wabashaw, Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Look at us, after all these years together, look at us, after all that we've been through, look at us, still be, then just look at us. Look at you, still pretty as a picture. Look at me,
looking.
got the window down and you got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town and you're already talking about a six pack. Already got your shoes off and you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends and you already wanna get lost. But we ain't even turn up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives. And we're just getting started tonight. Yeah. Ain't had a drink and I'm tore up. Ain't even had a taste of your love. But girl, the crazy thing is we're just getting warmed up.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
You got a cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in, baby. I hear she saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you won't, I said I think she's crazy. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? Having such a good time together and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. It's fun. I'm walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? Such a good time together and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. This old heart's never smiled so hard. Loving you is fun. Yeah, it's fun.
to his side of the bed. Baby, you're just barely hanging on. Honey, I know you'll soon be gone. And
this is a special report from ABC News House Speaker Election. I'm Mike Dubusky. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson is on track to lose the first ballot in his bid for the House speakership.